Summer is about 3 months away. So if you want to look your very best this summer, because chances are you've tried in the past and you're like, I'm gonna get myself in shape. I'm gonna keep myself accountable. I'm gonna get this workout program. And then you just stick with it for a couple of days and then it goes away. And that's not your fault. That's actually just lack of support. So at Training with the Titans, who is actually sponsoring this podcast, Training with the Titans, this is what we do. We're health and fitness coaches. We're also nutrition coaches. And currently we're taking on 5 clients. So if you're listening to this episode, if you're interested in learning more, all you got to do is just DM me, direct message me the word healthy systems summer 2024. Just four words, healthy systems. So I know you're coming from the podcast and then summer 2024. So then I can give you the proper information. We can perhaps get on a call and get to know you better, get to know your goals better. But if you're in that phase and you actually want this summer to be the summer where you look your best, you feel your best, then just take advantage of this opportunity and just DM me the word healthy systems summer 2024. And you can DM me on Facebook and Instagram. My handles are the same. It's just Mo Gias, Ghias. And then I'll take care of you. At times, people think that emotions are just things that are out of our control, but emotions are almost.
Have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi, my name is Mo Gias. Essentially, I'm a kid who's obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out. On the Healthy Systems podcast, you will learn one main idea, system from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. So if you're a millennial, you're hyper ambitious, this podcast is for you because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself.
Hello, hello. It's your host, Coach Mo from the Healthy Systems Podcast. Today's healthy system is something that I know is personal to a lot of you. It's personal to me, and I know it's going to help you a lot. The topic today is how to get rid of sadness and anxiety. I'm going to give you 2 quick healthy systems that can really help and solve each one of these emotional problems, right? Because even though emotions get a bad rap, people tell you, hey, don't be emotional about it. Don't have emotions involved. Don't have feelings involved. But as human beings, we do not have the ability to not get emotional, to not feel the emotions, right? What we can do is we can control our emotions. We can keep them under control. We can process them properly. But making emotions a complete bad thing, I don't think that's the answer. Because emotions are part of who you are. It's kind of like having a computer that has a hard drive in it. Without the hard drive, the computer is not a computer. But somebody tells you a hard drive needs to go. Well, if you get rid of the hard drive, you get rid of the computer. So it doesn't, like, it's this part of the entire you that makes you who you are. So emotions are definitely a part of our life. So today we're going to talk about 2 very important emotions that most of us feel probably throughout the day, if not throughout the week, if not throughout the month, but we feel them multiple times a day, most of the time, especially if you're a driven person who interacts with a lot of humans, who comes across situations every day, regardless of the job or the career you're in. So first emotion is sadness. And then the second emotion is anxiety. And this podcast was inspired by, obviously, one of the greatest, Alex Hormozi. Alex made this tweet and he basically said, sadness comes from a lack of options, which is why it feels like hopelessness. Anxiety comes from many options, but a lack of priorities, which is why it feels like paralysis, looking everywhere and moving nowhere. So you solve sadness with knowledge and anxiety with a decision. I'm going to disagree with Alex there a little bit. I think you don't solve sadness with pure knowledge. You solve sadness by using your knowledge to create more options for you. So let me explain. So sadness comes from a lack of options. So I'll give you 2 examples and that way we'll expand on this topic. So last time you felt sad, probably it was when you lost something, right? So whether you lost your girlfriend, you lost your boyfriend, or you lost your job. Okay, let's look at the first example. If you lost a job, you certainly lost a job. Now you are going to be sad. It is a natural reaction, right? Something that you thought was going well, you don't have access to anymore due to someone else's decision. So you lost the job. Now, you solve sadness with more options. So what does that mean? Well, you lost a job. Now imagine that same day, you get 10 more job offers that are paying you more and they're actually better jobs. So now you have more options. So are you still just as sad? Probably not, right? So sadness, you solve sadness by adding more options. So whether it depends on how good you're at a certain thing in terms of the job situation or in your career. But if you're somebody that always does his job well, you're a high performer and people know you, like you trust you throughout the industry, now you're likely in a position where you're going to start getting job offers very quickly. And once you start getting job offers, you're not as sad anymore. But now imagine that same situation. So you went from sad to happy because now you have options and you have job offers, because chances are you probably hated a lot of things about your last job. So now you lost it. So you're probably pretty grateful. You're like, oh, at least I don't have to deal with those painful things. So now you got 10 job offers. They're all looking really good. So you are no longer sad. So you're actually happy. But now you take a moment to celebrate that happiness, and then another emotion kicks in, which is anxiety, because now you don't know which one of the 10 jobs to pick from. They all look too good. So anxiety comes from too many options. Anxiety comes from too many options. It's so important to know that, okay? When you sit down and you just can't decide, right? You go to a restaurant, there's so many menu items you can't decide from. That will give you anxiety, right? So same thing here. So now you have 10 job offers. You're getting anxiety because you can't decide, but you solve anxiety with the decision. Okay. So how do you do that? Well, you look at the 10 job offers and you write down your own priorities. Let's say in that season of life, you want to be closer to your family. Okay. Now, out of those 10, 5 jobs are actually out of town and out of state, which means those 5 we have to get rid of, right? Because our priority right now is being closer to our parents, for example. So now we are only left with 5 job offers. So you see how you're already getting less anxious, because now you're eliminating options, right? And now you're down to 5 options. Then you look at, okay, like which one has a really healthy culture? Well, you look through their reviews. Turns out, you know, out of those 5, 2 of them have really bad reviews, or former employees have left some bad notes on Glassdoor. Right. So now you're left with only 3 options. So those 3, now you look at how much will they pay, right? Given that you have that information. If you don't, you ask for it, right? Now you look at that, and one of them is paying you a lot more than the other 2. So you see how you just narrowed down 10 options into 1 by just doing process of elimination and knowing your own values and what you value. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters, right? Your own values, what you want in that season of your life. And that might change, right? At one time in my career, I was working in healthcare consulting, which meant I was traveling every week to different hospitals all across America, right? So one week I was in Nashville working with a hospital there. Next week I was in San Francisco. In that season of my life, between the age of 22, 23, 24, 25, I loved that. That was so much fun. Now, God, I don't like it. I would rather be in my routine, in my office, working, going home, going to the gym. Like, I enjoy that way more. I don't need to be at the airport and sleep at another hotel. Like, I don't. Back then, it was a lot of adventure. And now I can say I've been to like 45, 46 states. But different seasons of your life bring different priorities. Summer is about 3 months away. So if you want to look your very best this summer, because chances are you've tried in the past and you're like, I'm going to get myself in shape. I'm going to keep myself accountable. I'm going to get this workout program. And then you just stick with it for a couple of days and then it goes away. And that's not your fault. That's actually just lack of support. So at Training with the Titans, who is actually sponsoring this podcast, Training with the Titans, this is what we do. We're health and fitness coaches. We're also nutrition coaches. And currently we're taking on 5 clients. So if you're listening to this episode, if you're interested in learning more, all you got to do is just DM me, direct message me the word healthy systems summer 2024. Just 4 words, healthy systems. So I know you're coming from the podcast, and then summer 2024. So then I can give you the proper information. We can perhaps get on a call and get to know you better, get to know your goals better. But if you're in that phase and you actually want this summer to be the summer where you look your best, you feel your best, then just take advantage of this opportunity and just DM me the word healthy systems summer 2024. And you can DM me on Facebook and Instagram. My handles are the same. It's just Mo Gias, G-H-I-A-S. And then I'll take care of you. So back to the example, You solve sadness by creating more options for yourself. The second example I gave was dating. Let's say your boyfriend left you, your girlfriend left you, right? Well, you're going to be sad for a lot longer if you don't have any options. But if you take care of yourself, take care of your health, your finances, your relationships, and there are people out there vouching for you, it's not going to be very long before you start having your boy or your friends connecting you to other people. And now you're meeting new people. And before you know it, now you have, like, imagine just a hypothetical example. Now imagine your person broke up with you, boyfriend or girlfriend, or your husband or wife, whatever. You went through a divorce. But now imagine next month, you took a month to process, but next month or 3 months later, you have 10 people that are interested in you. You're not going to be as sad anymore. Promise you that. You have so many options now, right? So now you have 10 options, and then you can use the same process of elimination, right? You're like, what is important to me? Let's say you're a guy. I can speak as a guy. Let's say you're a guy and you want somebody that dresses modestly. Well, out of those 10 girls, let's say you find out that 5 of them do not dress modestly. Boom. Right? Eliminated. Next. So now you're left with 5. Okay. So then out of those 5, now you're like, okay, I want somebody that, you know, is practicing religious person, whether Muslim, Christian, any religion, insert your mantra, right? Now, out of those 5, you realize that only 2 are, the other 3 are not very religious. They say they are, but they're not. So now you're left with 2. Now, so easy. Go on dates with each one. And then you find out which one of the 2 have most similar things to you. They like the same hobbies. You guys are not too dissimilar, right? And boom, now you can have that. So you solve sadness by creating options, and you solve anxiety by knowing your values and eliminating accordingly, right? One of my favorite quotes is, decisions are easier when the values are clear. When your values in life are clear and you know what they are and what you want, day-to-day decisions are so much easier, right? Like, let's say your friend who is literally staring at a vending machine and they're looking through all these like Snicker bars and all these like chocolates and all of that. And they're like getting anxiety because they can't decide. Versus you are a health freak and you work with Coach Mo and you want to lose weight and you want to be great. You've already brought your meal prep. You already know what to eat. So like, you're like, yeah, I don't eat from the vending machine. I'm good. So you see how like your value of being a health conscious person just literally reduced all the anxiety that your friend was facing, because they're still facing it because their values are unclear. Your values are clear. You don't eat from a vending machine. So now you don't even have anxiety about it. Your decision is so clear, right? So you solve sadness by creating options. Okay. So next time you feel super sad, sadness at times does feel like hopelessness. If you lost a job suddenly, you lost your spouse suddenly, they dumped you, they left you. Regardless of what you try to justify it, it does feel like hopelessness at times. And you might feel hopelessness, but remember, that's natural and you can solve it. At times, people think that emotions are just things that are out of our control, but emotions are almost, they can be changed with reality. 100% they can be, right? So if you're feeling sad, create more options for yourself. Get out there, apply for more jobs, message, like literally sit down, message 300 of your top friends who also work at similar careers or jobs and be like, if you have 300 friends, even if you have 30, let them know, hey, I'm looking for a job. Like, create options for yourselves, because most of the time options aren't going to come to you. So first you solve sadness by creating options. Then you get to a point when you might have too many options, which is a great place to be at. Now you have too many options. Then you use the elimination equation I was talking about, and just based on your values in that phase of your life, you can eliminate from there. So at the end of the day, sadness and anxiety, that's how you solve them. Hopefully this healthy system finds you well. And hopefully if you ever feel that way, you can listen to this podcast and create those options for yourself and eliminate them to reduce the anxiety. So hope this helps. I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are 2 ways I can help you for free. 1, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer 2 questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at Mo Gaius, M-O-E, G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word healthy systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.